Action.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a really cool guy, one of my favorite automotive journalists out there in the world of all things automotive journalism. He is standing by. We're going to be talking to him about the recently concluded North American International Auto Show in Detroit, the North American Car and Truck of the Year. This gentleman is on the jury that selects those two vehicles each and every year. And we'll also talk to him about some recent vehicles, new vehicles that he has either attended press trips and had an opportunity to drive, or something that he's driven more locally in the Detroit area. Coming up a little later on in the hour, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who's on the road right now. He's in Florida. It's Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com. Very interesting website, upcoming television show, and Don is going to be telling us about some of the cool automotive museums and other things that he has found during his visit to Florida. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or reach out anytime 24/7 at bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, joining us right now on the Auto World guest line is an esteemed automotive journalist. He is a contributor to just dozens of publications and websites around the world, including Motor Trend and many, many others. And we have had the pleasure of being on many of a press launch together. It's always a wonderful time when we have Gary Witzenberg join us here on the program. Gary, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing great, and thank you for saying such nice, kind things about me. That's always flattering, to say the least. What did you want to talk about first, Car of the Year, Detroit Show, or anything else?
Yeah, why don't we begin by talking about the North American Car and Truck of the Year, since you're involved with this and have been for many, many years as a juror. First, explain to our listeners a little bit about what the jury has made, the jury, who's on it, what type of folks are on there, and how the list of nominees are narrowed down to the eventual winners.
Okay, well, first of all, anyone can go online and find the North American Car of the Year website and get the list of the jurors and, in fact, little bio sketches of each one if they're that interested to pursue that. There are currently 49. Typically, it's 50. It never exceeds 50. And some people drop out for various reasons, and some people are added one or two each year. But in general, when it says North American, that means North American. There are not only probably the majority from the United States, but also several from Canada and a few from Mexico as well, who are on this jury. And they're probably more print than anything else, but there are also electronic, radio, and TV people on it as well. And the criteria are pretty simple. You need a body of work, you need an audience, you need some experience, you need a proven knowledge, I guess, of having been around and pretty much getting into everything and knowing all the vehicles out there. That's kind of it in a nutshell. There's an organizing committee that votes. Every year there will be a few nominees for additions to fill vacancies, and the organizing committee votes on those, and people are added accordingly. And let me say, among the journalists, a growing number of people who are journalists or purport or want to be journalists in the car field, there's a long list of people who would like to be on this jury, and it gets harder each year to get on it because the criteria are tough. They want to make sure that the people on it are credible. Having said that, it starts out each year with a list of pretty much everything that's new or very substantially changed, and then there's an early vote that narrows that down to what's called the short list, and this is both in the car and the truck slash utility categories. And by that, we mean that crossover vehicles, mostly car-based, are considered trucks as well. If they were only pure pickup trucks, there wouldn't be much of a list each year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's trucks and utilities get combined into one group and pure passenger cars into the other. Those short lists are 12 to 15 or so, and people vote on the long list for what they believe should be included on the short list. And then once the short list is established, the jurors make sure they get into all of those, either at press events or loans that are provided to them locally or both. And the second vote, each juror gets 25 points to distribute among those vehicles. So you don't just vote for one. You might give 10 to one and 9 to another and 6 to another, totaling 25, or you could spread them out more. And that vote results in a finalist list, and that is three cars and three truck slash utilities. And then a third vote takes place. 10 points are awarded per juror to those vehicles, and the final winners are announced at the Detroit Auto Show, which just happened, 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gary, one of the things that really makes this award stand out from some of the other of the year awards is that, as you say, it's a very diverse body of jurors, and they're not tied to one publication. I mean, we're all familiar with the Motor Trend's Car of the Year or Car and Driver's Top 10 list or
right.
AOL's Auto's Car of the Year, Automobile's Car of the Year. But I think the really cool factor is the fact that everybody's coming from different areas. There are freelancers on the list, and it really is a great cross-section. And certainly the manufacturers absolutely love to win these awards.
Yes, it is. It is a feather in their cap. There are lots of Car of the Year, Truck of the Year, SUV of the Year awards, and some, like the Motor Trend ones, are still considered important. But this is probably the most meaningful because, as you say, the jury is so diverse, both ethnically and gender. There are a number of women on it as well as men, age-wise, et cetera. So it's a really good cross-section, as good as it can be, I guess. And so you end up with the jurors coming at it from different perspectives. Who are their readers or viewers or listeners, and what are their wants and needs, et cetera. We could talk briefly about the cars that were on the finalists, if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do that, Gary.
People by now probably know which were the winners, but the top three finalists among the cars were the Chevrolet Corvette Stingray, the Cadillac CTS, and that's two for General Motors, and then the Mazda 3. And the Mazda 3 is interesting because, in my view, the Car of the Year, it would really be better if it was a more affordable, higher volume vehicle. And the Mazda 3, and also sets a new benchmark in its class. The Mazda 3 does both. It's really a terrific car in that compact class. And it did not win, but I think it was, I believe it was second. I don't have the votes in front of me. The Corvette did pull out a fairly overwhelming win because it is so spectacular, and it is not either high volume or low priced. But it certainly sets a new mark. It's a value for money equation because the new one, as you know, competes very, very well with vehicles, exotics, supercars, cars costing a lot more than it does. And it blew pretty much everyone away who's gotten into it this past year. So not a surprising win at all. Among the trucks, the Chevrolet Silverado, another GM product and another Chevrolet product, was the winner, as we know. Does set a new benchmark pretty much in the truck category. That said, however, all of the truck makers, and there are only five counting Toyota and Nissan after GM, Ford, and Chrysler, who make full-size trucks and sell them in this market. Whenever they come out with a new one, it's always their mission to trump all the existing ones. So the Truck of the Year is pretty much the newest vehicle that's to be expected each year because it'll be in most ways better than the one or two or three-year-old versions from everybody
else.
So
true, Gary. Hold that thought. We'll come back with lots more with Gary Whitsenburg straight ahead as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
That's right. The 2014 Corvette Stingray is the North American Car of the Year. We're talking about the North American Car and Truck of the Year, among other things, with Gary Witzenberg, esteemed automotive journalist, contributing editor for Automedia.com, KellyBlueBook.com, and Motor Trend, Ward's Auto World, senior correspondent for New Car Test Drive, columnist on Auto Blog Green, and as I mentioned, a juror on the North American Car and Truck of the Year. And before that hard network break, Gary, you were telling us a little bit about the nominees in the truck segment of the North American Car of the Year. This year's trio of finalists were quite diverse.
Yeah, Bob, and before we get back to that, let me back up just a minute and give a shout-out to the Cadillac CTS, which was a really strong candidate as well for Car of the Year. That's a new, larger CTS that goes directly up against the BMW 5 Series and the Mercedes E-Class, and it's a huge improvement over what was already a pretty good previous CTS. The ATS, which was North American Car of the Year last year, is now the compact size Cadillac, and it was close to the old CTS in size and price. Now this new one moves up in both, and very strong and highly recommended by everybody who's driven it as well. Going back to the trucks, very close second there was the new Cherokee, Jeep Cherokee, and that's somewhat controversial because it doesn't look like a flying brick. It's not a squared-off traditional Jeep in looks. It's really a car-based crossover sharing a Alfa Romeo-based platform with the Dodge Dart. But having said that, it's incredibly capable, especially if you get the trail-rated version off-road, just like any Jeep is. And in my opinion, it looks good. It's polarizing to traditional Jeep people. They want them to look more like traditional Jeeps. But it got an awful lot of votes, and it's hard to find a juror who was not really impressed with that vehicle as well. Whether people's needs are for off-road capability or just for on-road, it's probably the most on-road capable Jeep I've driven in a while. It's a really fun car, great handling, great steering, and yet it's got that off-road capability. It's probably the best blend of both that anybody's come up with, at least at an affordable price.
Very well,
the other one on the truck utility category was the Acura MDX. Anything Acura does is pretty good. This one got a lot of raves from a lot of jurors. I'm not quite as in love with it as some are, but it's a terrific vehicle as well, and a big improvement over the previous MDX, which is kind of the larger of the crossovers that Acura puts out. And in case anyone doesn't know, Acura is the luxury arm of Honda. So for what it's worth, those were the three truck candidates, and probably it was inevitable that the Chevy Silverado would win, but we're very much, and we can segue on to Detroit Auto Show if you like, we're very much looking forward to this new Ford F-150 that people have probably heard and read about that was unveiled at the Detroit show. Not only because it's an all-new Ford F-150, and that is the best-selling pickup, and in fact the best-selling single vehicle in the country, but as I said earlier, every new full-size pickup will trump everything else on the market when it comes out. So we're expecting that should do that as well. And most importantly, and it's a bit of a gamble for Ford, but it's aluminum body. It's not aluminum chassis. But it's a high-strength steel chassis, so lighter than the old regular steel chassis, and then the aluminum body panels. And the benefit of that is huge weight savings. The negatives are higher cost and repairability costs that are involved with repairing aluminum if you happen to damage it. So the question is, you know, that's the best-selling vehicle in America. To have it go to aluminum, which maybe everyone will have to do down the road because of increasing government fuel economy CAFE requirements, it's a gamble for Ford. They're doing it first. It will probably pay off in the long run when people see the fuel economy numbers, but there might be some aversion to it at first for people really not sure if they want an aluminum body pickup.
That's a good point, Gary, but certainly when you look at what, for example, on the high end Range Rover has done with their Sport and other variants. And Jag, of course, has been utilizing aluminum on a number of models for a number of different years, But when it comes to extreme uses, I mean, there's no other brand, I think, that can handle the extremes that, that Range Rover can. So certainly the capability of the new F-150 should not be compromised because of these aluminum body panels.
Oh, no, no capability compromise whatsoever. In fact, perhaps some increases. They can use somewhat smaller, less powerful engines to get the same capability, therefore more fuel efficient, because the weight will be up to 700 pounds lower, and that's really substantial. But the duty cycle of a pickup truck, it's a recreational vehicle for many of its owners, but it's a hard-working work vehicle for quite a few as well. And it's very different from a luxury Land Rover that rarely sees anything off-road other than an unpaved road to somebody's summer cabin or something.
That's so true.
But the good news is, too, that at the time Ford a few years ago, as you know, owned both Land Rover and Jaguar. They sold out, I believe it was 2008, and those are owned now by an Indian company called Tata. And Tata's done a great job with those vehicles and introducing new ones. But what I'm getting to is that at the time those vehicles were working to go to aluminum, not only aluminum body, but aluminum structure, they were owned by Ford. So Ford Motor Company did get a lot of experience in doing aluminum bonding with rivets and adhesives and things like that rather than welding. And so it's not like they're jumping into this completely inexperienced. But it will raise the cost. Aluminum is considerably more expensive than steel, even high-strength steel, and it will raise the cost of repairing it. It's pretty difficult, if not impossible, in most cases, to repair an aluminum body panel that's damaged. So I'm guessing, I'm not an expert in this, but I'm guessing mostly they will replace panels as people damage these trucks, and that will get into higher cost, which will then get into higher cost of insuring them. Did you want to talk about some of the other cars at Detroit then?
Yeah, let's talk about some of your other favorite unveils at Detroit and also maybe some vehicles that you weren't so fond of as well.
There aren't too many I'm not fond of anymore. I mean, there are very few vehicles that are not really good. It's just different degrees of good anymore. But the new Honda Fit was unveiled there, and the old one was a favorite of many because it was just kind of fun. Not only cute, but has a very innovative rear seat design that increases the roominess of that car. These cars are not out now, I should point out. They were unveiled at Detroit. They will be out later this year, ranging from some in the spring, more summer, and probably the majority in the fall. But that new Fit, it kind of looks like the old one, but it's better in every way, and it'll hold long-legged people front and rear, and it's a pretty remarkable interior packaging, and it's got a little bit more power than the old one. Mercedes showed their new C-Class. That's the compact size that competes against that Cadillac ATS I mentioned. That looks good. None of these, by the way, I will have driven yet because they just got unveiled. Hyundai Genesis, a lot of people wondered whether Hyundai, the Korean maker, could go into the luxury market successfully, and they have proven they can without creating a new brand like Toyota did with Lexus.
And hold that thought, Gary. We'll come back on the other side and talk more about the all-new...
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live on great radio stations like the Information Station, 8 AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. My name is Bob Long, and we've got a really cool guy with us, one of my favorite automotive journalists out there, esteemed automotive journalist Gary Witzenberg, and we're talking about the North American International Car and Truck of the Year, as well as the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, now concluded. We move on to Chicago this week, but before the break there, Gary, you're giving us your thoughts about Hyundai, which, as you said, has not gone out and created a separate brand like Toyota did with Lexus or Honda with Acura. They just moved a couple of vehicles into the luxury segment, the Genesis and the Equus. And I like the look of this new Genesis. And interesting, when I got in the vehicle, it reminded me of a blend. When I looked at the navigation system, it was looks like a little like the Audi MMI system. And when I looked at the dashboard, it looked a whole lot like a BMW.
Yeah, I haven't experienced that, but those are very good observations. And as you say, you didn't mention Nissan, but Nissan created Infiniti the same time.
Of course.
That Toyota created Lexus. And Hyundai chose not to do that. It's very expensive to create and support a new brand with advertising and so on. And this new Hyundai, as you say, inside and out looks terrific. Genesis. There is an Equus, which is a low-volume car, even above that in luxury, going up against the top Mercedes and BMWs are trying to. But interestingly, too, as you know, Kia, the other major Korean company, is owned by Hyundai, and they compete very strongly against each other, but they also, at the same time, quietly share platforms and powertrain. And Kia unveiled at the LA show a beautiful luxury car that is based on that same platform as the Hyundai Genesis, called the K900. That's kind of a nondescript name. I wish they had thought to call it something else in the United States, but that looks like a terrific entry as well. I'll be driving that shortly, but haven't yet. But that'll compete directly against their cousin, Hyundai Genesis. I should mention, too, another risk that's worth... Well, let me say, too, another exciting thing for Ford before I move on is the Mustang. Don't want to forget that.
Sure.
This new generation Mustang, which I think we'll see in the fall, hugely important, hugely significant for Ford, since the original one came out in 1964 and a half, famously, in April. And I don't know if it's controversial or not. It looks terrific to me. I think maybe some traditionalists would say it has too much new Ford look, like with a grill more like the Fusion than the Mustang. But I think they've done a beautiful job of blending kind of traditional Mustang design with much more modern look that still says Mustang all the way around. So we're very much looking forward to that. Getting back to the truck category for a minute, you know, GM is reintroducing midsize pickups, and that market is pretty much dead. Hasn't succeeded well. The only two players left are the Nissan and the Toyota, and they sell a fair amount. But the problem through the years has been that if you want a pickup truck and you price the midsize like the previous Chevrolet Colorado and partner GMC Canyon, they were smaller, yes, but they weren't that much less expensive, and they weren't that much more fuel efficient, and they weren't that good vehicles, frankly. This new generation, which have been unveiled also in Los Angeles and then in Detroit, they look really good to my eye, and I think that's a shared opinion. If you've seen them, you'll probably agree. Interior, terrific. Mm-hmm. And we don't know yet pricing or fuel economy, but they tell us that the differential will be substantial enough that people should say, you know what, I don't need that full-size truck. I can use a smaller truck, gets a little better fuel economy, can carry almost as much or tow almost as much. The capabilities aren't that far away, and yet I can put it in my garage, and I can park it much more easily because the full-size trucks have gotten so big for most people. GM is betting that a lot of people who are pickup owner desirers or needers are ready for something a little bit smaller. And the jury's out on that. We'll see. Let's see. I just came recently from a Volvo powertrain event last week. And this is really worth talking about for a minute here. Volvo has been down since they were also owned by Ford, as you know, for many years, and Ford sold them a few years ago to a Chinese company called Geely, and Geely has done a pretty good job not messing with them. It's still very much a Swedish car company. It just happens to have Chinese ownership. The Chinese, they haven't gotten into the manufacturing or really making any product decisions, which is a good thing. Volvo's bet for the future is a modular engine that they call eDrive, or Drive-E, I think it is. And that's not electric. That means environmental or efficiency. But it's an engine where right now today they have some 4-cylinders, some 5-cylinders, and some 6-cylinders, including turbocharged, that are very nice competitors for BMWs. Down the road a little bit, they will all be 4-cylinder, but they will be basic naturally aspirated 4-cylinder and then turbocharged 4-cylinder, and the one I drove was a 240 horsepower version, which was pretty good, and then another version of the very same engine that is both turbocharged and supercharged, so it's double charged, if you will.
Wow.
And why would they do that? Because that adds cost and complexity. Well, the supercharger gives it really instantaneous response off the line, which superchargers do, and that's more for the low end, and then the turbocharger takes over and gives it really strong performance on the higher end. And this is a 302 horsepower engine, quite impressive. And we drove them in S-class, kind of compact-sized cars, S60, and they're bringing out a new wagon this year, the V60. They've had wagons before, but not much recently. And that's a beautiful car, inside and out. It's not an all-new car, the S60 and V60, but they're very substantially refreshed and upgraded, and with these new powertrains, very impressive. New transmission goes along with that as well.
Anything else you want
to talk about, or should I just keep going here?
Any other highlights from Detroit that you'd like to touch on? There weren't a whole lot of concept vehicles there this year, Gary. That's one thing that I noticed.
There were some, and mostly when manufacturers do concept vehicles, what they're really doing is previewing a production vehicle that's coming. So it'll be fairly close to that. There were several of those. Acura showed one called, I think, TLX, which will replace TX and TSX. I get Acura names confused because they don't make a lot of sense. But this one will take over from both an overlapping two-car field that they have right now below the RL, which is the bigger one, or RLX it is now. And that looked pretty good. Nissan showed a very interesting one that is set to preview the next Nissan Maxima, and it was pretty sporty and pretty radical, and it's a whole different, more bold, adventurous direction for Nissan sedan styling.
And then Toyota with their sports car there, the FT1 concept, which they swear is not going to go into production, but could be a hint, at least a little bit of a look ahead to the return of the super name.
Yes, you're right. That is, to my subjective view, a gorgeous sports car with the possible exception of the front. The front's a little bit bizarre to me, but everyone else seemed to like it. And I think they will not put that car into production, but I would not be surprised to see them come back with a Celica and or maybe a Supra, being what used to be the four-cylinder, and the Supra was the six-cylinder version of kind of the same car, stretched. And I would say they might come. I think they feel they need cars in those categories, sporty coupes, but it would probably not be that same car, but I'm guessing a lot of the styling would be derived from that car styling. They're kind of previewing a cars of the future, even though they haven't said so. And that's just my opinion.
And Lexus showed off a new coupe as well. Lots of great stuff in Detroit. Well, Gary, we're a little bit short on time here, but we want to thank you so much for your time with us today, and look forward to getting you back with us in the not-too-distant future. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Anytime, Bob. Have a good day, and hope all is well.
All right, thanks again. Straight ahead, the old car guy, Don Jones. I'm Bob Lott.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back. We're live. We're having a great time here on this Super Bowl Sunday, 2014. My name is Bob Long, and we are now joined by Don Jones, who's got a great website called theoldcarguys.com. Don joins us from Florida, where he's visiting his daughter and has been traveling extensively around the Florida area. Hey there, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing real well, Bob. Nice to hear from you again.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about your travels in Florida. You've been doing a lot of exploration there, and for those folks who might be visiting the sunny state of Florida around this time of the year, you've hit a number of locales that I think would be ideal spots for car enthusiasts to check out.
Oh, absolutely. On the way down, I stopped at Don Garlett's Museum for Drag Racing. Spent a few hours roaming around there taking some pictures. Had a great collection of old racing engines, not only the Hemis, of course, of his fame, but also the cars or the engines from the 40s and 50s, the Ford and Mercury flatheads. And I got a good collection of pictures. I put them up on my Facebook page. Anybody who wants to see them, they're up there. But it's probably one of the best collections of racing engines that I've seen in the last 50 years.
That's great. I've never been there. I got to check that out.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's probably a little closer to your side of the state than it is mine. But up to the Muscle Car Museum, they had a car show last Sunday. Visited there last Saturday. I visited an extremely large car show here in Fort Myers. Seen some really nice cars, including a 1964 Sports Fury convertible with the 426 Street Wedge in it, one of a really, really rare street racing engines from that the beginning of the muscle car era. So that was a surprise. I kind of started reaching for the checkbook until he told me that he was looking for $65,000 for it. So I think I'm going to look a while longer.
I can understand that. And you've been hitting some local car shows, I understand, as well.
Right, yeah, hitting the local shows, looking for them. There's an extreme amount of enthusiasm for the classic cars, particularly over around the Fort Myers area. The folks that they call snowbirds or the people that can afford to have a house back north for the milder time of the year and have a place or rent a place down here in the Fort Myers area for the winter. And a lot of these folks are keeping cars in both sides of the continent. There's just some great, neat cars and configurations of cars and engines that I really haven't seen up in the northern car shows.
Oh, that's great. Give us an example of some of those unusual combinations.
Well, 1958 Studebaker Silverhawk with a Hemi engine in it. Oldsmobile, I think it was a 64 Olds. Not sure the body style. I was more impressed at the fact that he had a 394 cubic inch engine with six two-barrel carburetors on it. The number of engines down here with the multiple, well, when I say multiple, I'm talking about six carburetors on it. It's something that you really haven't seen in custom autos since really the 60s. But, yeah,
that's
really
very
impressed
cool.
with that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, in fact, I ran into a fellow at the swap meet up at Muscle Car City that had a 6-2 set up for a 327 for sale and $1,000 with rebuilt carburetors, which I thought was a pretty fair price, considering those carburetors can run you over $200 a piece now.
Yeah, that's a good deal, no question about it, Don. So you're finding a different type of car enthusiasts in Florida than you do back home in Missouri?
Yes, and I guess if I could sum it up with one word, it's money. And the folks down here seem to have some. And I think on earlier shows I mentioned that a lot of my clients back in the Midwest are looking to sell out their collections because of the economy. But folks down here, I can't really say that the economy hasn't affected them, but they still have the money to go ahead and make these purchases of dream cars or the engines to help them create the dream cars. So we're looking forward to doing business down here.
That's great. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with your business and your website, theoldcarguys.com, tell our listeners around North America a little bit about how it got its start and what kind of things that you can find there.
Well, it started kind of oddly. I got called to active duty as a reservist back in 2003, and had a buddy of mine keep my classic cars while I was gone. I thought I was going to be gone for a year, but I was gone 6.5 years. And to show my appreciation to my friend, when I would come home on leave, I would try to do things to create business for his place. I started selling stuff on eBay and Craigslist and created a small website. And he started to say, well, when you get done and come back to St. Louis, let's have a business out of this. So I retired, came back, and 2 days after I came back, he passed away. So we've lost our storage area and our good friend, and we didn't have really a place to buy and keep things. So we changed the business model to one where we search out people that have cars for sale. And we list those cars either with a small commission or with just a flat rate and help those person find the market. And we do that by the use of the web network now, where it downloads in six other websites worldwide with at least 3 million monthly viewers. Then we support that with the Facebook, social media, and, of course, you know, coming on your program and being allowed to tell people that come to the Old Car Guys. We'll help you sell something. We'll help you find it, help you buy it, help you transport it, insurance on it. As time goes on, the Ocar guys will be the center for everything for classic vehicles, and that includes airplanes and trains.
Oh, that's great. And I know you've had your sights set on doing a television show, and you've been working on that as well as developing a YouTube channel.
Right. Yeah, we're pushing along with the YouTube right now, and because of the cost of producing TV with a large group of people, we've kind of suspended that production piece. We're pushing to get us up on YouTube and get us in front of hopefully somebody would pick us up as a reality TV show. But I'm concentrating more on the development of the website and doing things with UBob Radio and in the written media. We're doing some writing on different lists that we're submitting to different publications and just trying to get our brand built up a little bit and get our audience built up. I want to be true to the website. I want to be true to our client base and not get too thin where I'm not doing any of this a service. So we push along any way we can.
That is, sounds great. Don Jones is with us from theoldcarguys.com. Check out that website if you have a question for Don. It's 855-660-4261 via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. And as you say, Don, folks contact you from all over the country requesting your help in locating vehicles, different types of vehicles, unique vehicles, and also they come to you to help sell some very, very unique vehicles. If folks went up right now on theoldcarguys.com, what are some of the cool vehicles that you've got up for sale right now?
Well, as always, we have some fire trucks. We're working with a fellow in Utah, and we haven't really finalized the deal yet. But what the audience hopefully will be seeing in the not-too-distant future is a 1918 American LaFrance fire truck, 1937 Cord, at least three mid-1940 Indian motorcycles, Jaguars, I think just a slew of other restorable, drivable mid-50s to late 60s classic cars. Plus, the fellow has over 600 cars in his salvage yard. The winter and the cold weather in Utah and up north is really slowing us down as far as our potential clients are getting the pictures to us and getting out there and doing anything. The hibernation effect is kind of set in up there.
Yeah, no, that is so true. Let's talk a little bit more about the fire trucks. Well, we're a little short on time, so we'll remind folks that Don will be back with us another week. And in the meantime, everybody, check out theoldcarguys.com. Don, thank you for your time here today.
Absolutely, Bob. Once again, thanks for having me.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.